Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting news in the AI world. DeepSeek's latest model release, version 3.1.
Version 3.1? I haven't heard anything official. Is this legit?
It seems so. A bit of a stealth launch. No official announcement yet, but it's out there on Hugging Face, a massive 700 gigabytes open source model under the MIT license.
700 gigabytes? That's huge. What's the big deal with this one?
Early reports suggest it's a significant jump in performance, especially in math, coding, and reasoning. People are saying it's outperforming Claude 3.5 and 3.7 in coding tasks.
Whoa, seriously? Beating closed source models? That's a game changer. An open source model winning at coding? Color me intrigued. Any proof?
There's a video showcasing it building a whole website, 800 lines of code, flawlessly, in one go. Plus, it aced some tough tests, building a finance tracker app, generating Conway's Game of Life in Python, even creating a symmetrical butterfly SVG, which many models struggle with.
A symmetrical butterfly SVG? Impressive! Okay, I'm starting to believe the hype. What about its reasoning abilities? Can it actually think?
Well, it solved a quadratic equation correctly using the quadratic formula and nailed a tricky train problem involving distances, speeds, and times. It even debugged a Python code snippet. And let's not forget the reading comprehension, where it recalled details perfectly from a text passage on the first try. Pretty impressive stuff.
I see. Interesting. But all this testing, was it rigorous or just anecdotal evidence?
Good point. So far, a lot of the buzz is from user reports, not official benchmarks. But the fact that it's tackling these complex tasks at all is a great sign. Plus, DeepSeek is gearing up for a bigger R2 launch in April, so more formal testing is likely on the way. They've also launched an API, so people can test it themselves.
Got it. So where can our listeners try this out?
You can access the API directly through DeepSeek's website or use OpenRouter for free access. Just remember, don't turn on the DeepThink model. That's their R1 version.
Noted. This sounds incredibly promising. A powerful open source model excelling in both coding and reasoning? The implications are huge. Thanks for the info.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be following AI development. And don't forget to subscribe to the World of AI newsletter for more updates. That's all for today, folks. Stay curious, and we'll catch you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.